Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's coming. It's coming to Cleveland. It is the WNBA. It's been here before. Now it's coming back. We still don't have a name for our team.
Like Larry Nance Jr.
That's oh, you're right. You're 100% right. And it's too bad that they didn't play their original games in Summit County, because then they too could be a boomerang 2.0 team.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just making sure you know that. I'm still just wondering, when it comes to the game, I thought, prior to Caitlin Clark, that the WNBA was in front of us because of their television exposure, because ESPN deemed them important.
That is correct.
And that is why we knew what was going on with the WNBA. Partially, I still think, in being in a non-WNBA city, it was kind of a billboard on the side of the road that you would see, like, oh, a billboard. And then you would drive fast right past it, and it'd be like, it would be there, but, you know, it was just kind of out of sight, out of mind. Especially since the Rockers weren't playing here. Now, over the last couple weeks here, we found out that Cleveland will get an expansion franchise, and I think we're all kind of a little bit excited about that. I think the team is already doing a good job in trying to hype it up with WNBA, you know, scoreboard or billboards up around town, and kind of, you know, going with the flow on that stuff. But I ask you this, Jeff: what part of it do you like, or what is intriguing to you? Because I think there are two parts of the WNBA right now, and one part I don't think was around the first time the Rockers were here, and that is what happens off the field. Like Sophie Cunningham, did anyone? I mean, we all knew about, you know, her kind of protecting Caitlin Clark, and being a member of the Indiana Fever. But I think Clevelanders really got to know her when she kind of dissed our town, saying, "Why would players want to go to Cleveland, Detroit?" And she actually didn't even say Cleveland; she said Cincinnati. And I think that if she's still in the league when the team comes to fruition out on the floor, I think fans, I don't know if fans will remember it at that point, or they might go, oh, that was the woman that like said something stupid about us. I think that's what's going to happen.
Oh, we'll boo.
Yeah. But that's also a part of the sideshow of the WNBA, which I don't know we've ever really seen before. And it keeps the league extremely visible and keeps the league very much in the spotlight.
WWE. As the world turns, Days of Our Lives, Search for Tomorrow.
Santa Barbara?
Which one is it? The WNBA has become this league full of these little scenarios and storylines, and it's working for them. Good for them.
It is.
But it's basically become a basketball version of WWE, in my estimation, or a soap opera. It's a reality TV show. Maybe it's Survivor or something like that. All I know is it keeps going and going and going. And the young players coming into the league seem to be driving it. And I can't say that that's a bad thing, because it's getting them a lot of publicity. I honestly do think the league needs to clean up some of the officiating, because it's been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
And Caitlin Clark's not alone, but she's getting the snot beat out of her. You can't do that. It's A, not good, B, stupid, because she's one of the key reasons you're getting so many eyeballs on the league. Don't let her get beat up. Just call the game the way it's supposed to be called. And other people might agree with that, Dan.
Yep. So Angel Reese had this to say in her post-game comments.
Because it didn't go well for her with the officiating in the game. And this was after she walked off the court late in the game. And an assistant coach was like handing her a clipboard. And she reached across her body and smacked the clipboard out of the coach's hand and knocked it to the floor. Again, was the WWE stuff.
Was the coach holding her back, though, trying to get her to not walk away?
She was holding up. NBA player has ever done such a thing.
I'm just saying, go look at the video and think, that's a bad look. And it adds to the whole WWE feel. Let's hear what she had to say after the game.
Yeah, I think we fought really hard. It's tough when you talk to officials, and I asked them, I've only been to the free throw line twice up into the fourth quarter, and she tells me it's not her job. So I know it's frustrating because I know how hard we're battling inside, and I think that we came down and fought as hard as we could with what we had. I just know we continue to grow on this, and I think this is a leaping step for us, and obviously we know we can compete with the best, but that has to be fixed, and I don't give a damn if I get fined because that's cheap, and I am tired of this because I've been nice and I've been humble with it, but I am tired of this.
Angel Reese, nice and humble. There you go, baby. Guess what? WWE, she has done a phenomenal job. Phenomenal job of playing her role in the WWE narrative that is the WNBA. She's been great. And she can play, by the way. I think 15 or more rebounds in six straight games. First player in WNBA history to accomplish something like that. Hmm. She can play.
And I'm sure she'll get fined for swearing, right? And by talking about the officials.
Not for swearing, but for calling out the refs.
Hmm. Did you see the video, Dan, of her knocking the clipboard out?
Because no NBA player has ever called out refereeing.
Well, no, they get fined.
I'm just saying.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, just, you know you're going to get fined. That's just...
She's just playing her role perfectly.
Oh, the terror. Oh, my gosh. Players are grumpy on the floor, and then they're calling out referees in press conferences. What is this world coming to? Oh, oh man.
You can stop now.
Maybe there'll be a shoving match in the locker room. Oh,
no, there are. That's the thing.
Here's the other thing. I just don't know.
Avert your eyes.
Yeah, it's one thing, though. This is the disparity. When the guys do it and they get fined, you know, they're making so much more. Like a rookie minimum, I think, is 1.something million a year. I mean, Angel Reese is on a 4-year, $324,000. I mean, you can take a $10,000 fine for knocking a clipboard out? I don't know. It seems silly.
WNBA fines are like $73.
Oh, is that other? They're like.
Yes.
Did a player yell at a coach on the floor, too? Oh, hide the children.
Just saying, Dano.
Why are you so snarky about this?
I'm just saying.
Here's my question, Dan. Is it more about the circus? Is it more about the circus or the game?
It's more about the circus in the WNBA right now. And that's a shame. because some of those ladies can really play. I mean, there's some great talent in the WNBA, but it's taken this sideshow to give it the attention that it probably deserves. And I'm not calling Angel a sideshow. It's the whole thing. It's Caitlin Clark. It's her getting hacked by people and not getting calls. It's,
and players thinking that she gets an advantage because she's driving people to the game and they're now spending money on the
only advantage
now
she gets is good training. She has good medical staff to help her heal up.
I mean, I understand why other players are... There's other players who are just
don't
jealous.
Kill the golden goose.
Yeah, I just think they're jealous. Could you imagine if the NBA was...
Jealous of Angel Reese, too. She's been catching plenty of stuff, too.
I get it, but Caitlin Clark is taking majority of the brunt of this thing, right?
Oh, it seems that way.
I think the two of them have gone together. I mean, are we trying to... And, is this the WNBA version of Bird and Johnson? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, except they're more physical and nastier to each other.
I don't...
Seriously. I mean, they're nasty. Not just the two of them. I mean, it's nasty.
Do you think there are folks that now know teams in the WNBA that didn't know before? I think Indiana Fever is like one of the only ones. Like,
it's growing. The audiences are growing for all of these teams.
Can you imagine if Michael Jordan...
More talent's getting into the league.
Can you imagine if Michael Jordan had been hacked as much as Caitlin Clark is being hacked?
Well, they would just change the rules like they did when he came into the game league anyway. Well,
first of all, other guys would have stepped in and punched somebody. Sophie Cunningham could only do so much. With her black belt in Taekwondo,
and
which, by the
Cleveland.
Way, sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I think she got it when she was 6 years old. Not kidding.
Does it still count?
So it's not, you know.
Do you have to take a refresher course to keep it?
I think there's continuing ed.
All right. It's a lot of boards to break. A lot of wasted trees.
The league is growing. It's getting bigger and bigger.
It's a sideshow, though. It's a sideshow, despite
you.
Some good
and
basketball.
No one wants to play here in Detroit. You.
Despite good basketball.
Because if NBA players pulled this whole thing, we would be all looking at each other going, yeah, you know what? That means they show fire.
When's the last? No,
that's
no,
not
we
true.
Wouldn't.
What?
No.
We do it all the time.
Do you know what?
No, we don't.
If an NBA player slapped a clipboard out of the hands of a coach, like Angel Reese did, his teammates would be in his face.
I bet you we could type in NBA player slaps clipboard on Google right now.
Well, you got the guy right here. You got him right here.
Get after it. I bet you you'll get 10 video clips that show up by the time you get done typing the word clipboard.
You got the man right here.
Yeah, the guys don't use clipboards, though. They use tablets. So they don't have to go back to the clipboard.
You're right. You know what? That's what's holding it all.
Ask Tom Brady about tablets.
Exactly. Case in point.
I'm telling you.
Ken Dorsey. We laughed at
page one of Google is all Angel Reese. And I typed in NBA player. So.
Yeah, Dan.
I don't know.
This happens all the time. We'll see it
two full pages.
At least once
everyone
this week
starts with Angel Reese.
We'll see it once this week that an MLB pitcher is going to get pulled from a game and he's going to throw his glove. And he might even go further than that.
I went
his manager.
I went 10 pages in. Sorry. Everyone still Angel Reese.
Probably go down the hallway and then
13 pages in. Headline, Angel Reese.
Just think we're losing the plot.
No. They're building the plot. That's the point. Good for them. Way to go, ladies. Way to go, ladies.
Ex-NBA player apologizes after daughter punches in 2021. Does that help you out? It only took me...
I don't have any idea what that means.
It took me 13 pages to get there. Nah, somebody punched... His daughter punched
his daughter?
Somebody. Yeah.
Well, that's not good.
Not good. Not good. I'm just saying. You look through it. I just wonder if people are into it because of what's going on the outside. And by the way, it's good for the game if you're looking at it from a marketing aspect on this thing.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. And use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.